This is Dr. Ali, ALI, dictating history physical, patient name, Ernest E.R., but the patient name, my last name is Kar, K-A-R-M-A-S-E-K, Karmasek, K-A-R-M-A-S-E-K, first name Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, Karmasek, Ernest. Date of birth 3-20-1942. History of present illness. Date of place Franklin Wood Janssens Nursing Rehab. Date of service 11-5-2023. Patient seen at the subacute nursing rehab. Initial history and physical. History of present illness. This is a 81-year-old male with the known history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, stage 3 CKD, chronic back pain, anxiety, depression, spinal stenosis, and spinal cord stimulator replacement. He has a known coronary artery disease. He presented shortness of breath with exertion, which was increasing. Patient was sent for cardiac catheterization that was performed in February 14, 2023 at Union Memorial Hospital that showed 60 to 70% midline stenosis, 60% junction of the mid and distal, 60% narrowing of the left circumflex, totally occluded RCA with the collateral forming. EF was 50%. Patient was evaluated at Johns Hopkins Hospital but turned down for surgery, and PCI was recommended. Patient self-referred to Dr. Evan, EVN, and they decided patient to have open heart surgery. Patient was evaluated on September 8, Sinai echocardiogram, EF was 55%. CT chest same day, somewhat ill-defined, semi-solid, left apical, pulmonary opacity, 12 millimeter. Subsequently, patient dyspnea was getting worse. Dr. Evan decided for open heart surgery, recommended for the patient. Patient agreed. On October 30th, 2023, patient underwent coronary artery bypass graft, time 3, LIMA, LIMA, 2 LAD, SVG, 2 OM, SVG, 2 RCA. Patient during the surgery has no complication. Patient was transferred to cardiac surgery unit for recovery. His patient was managed with the cardiology surgical team. He was monitored closely after stabilization, PTOT done, and patient was recommended for subacute rehab. When I saw the patient today in the rehab, he denies any headache, dizziness, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, number 1, coronary artery disease, number 2, arthropathy, number 3, prostatic hepatopathy, number 4, coronary artery disease, number 5, essential tremor, number 6, history of MI, history of MRSA infection, hyperlipidemia, peptic ulcer disease, spinal stenosis, lumbar spine. Surgical history, history of back surgery, history of eye surgery, tonsillectomy, IND of the buttock, laminectomy, lumbar spine with spinal cord place, stimulator placement, laminectomy, thoracic, lumbar with the placement of spinal cord stimulator. allergies, patients allergic to Prozac and sulfa, antibiotics. Prozac make him agitated, sulfa cause rash and itching. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Rural system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no arm tendinitis, musculoskeletal, no pain, genitourinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrinopathy, no paradipsia, and muscular, complaining of left foot blister, genitourinary, no hematuria, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, time 3. Blood pressure, ...150/80, pulse 88, respiration 20, pulse ox 97%, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, head edema, pneumocolic, eyes anectaric, no ear and is a discharge, throat clear, no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest non tender, lungs bilateral clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, content box and positive, extremities, trace edema, left foot blister noted, and I was present with the nurse in the room and the dressing was done. Neuro is awake, alert, oriented time 3. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 500 mg 2 tablets every 6 hours for 1 week, Docusate 100 mg BID, Lasix 40 mg daily for 7 days, Oxycodone 5 mg every 6 hours PRN, Potassium Chloride 20 MEQ daily for 7 days, Senacart 8.6 mg twice a day, Atorvastatin 80 mg at night, Metoprolol XL 50 mg daily. Alfuzosin, 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 10 mg daily. Aspirin, 81 mg daily. Bupropion, 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 150 mg daily. XL, Farm, XL, Bupropion XL. Vitamin D, 5,000 units daily. Clonazepam 0.5 mg TID if needed for anxiety. Phenofibrate 134 mg daily before breakfast. Gabapentin 300 mg 3 times a day. Magnesium oxide 400 mg daily. Meclizine 12.5 mg TID PRN for dizziness. Mirtazapine 45 mg at night. Multivitamin daily. Primidone, 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 50 mg, 1.5 tablet at night, Quetiapine, 25 mg daily, assessment, patient is admitted to subacute rehab status post. Patient has a coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft, Nexlin deconditioning, Nexlin hypertension, Nexlin hyperlipidemia, Nexlin CKD, Nexlin history of spinal stenosis, status post surgery, and also has a spinal cord stimulator replacement. Next line. Anxiety disorder, next line. Essential tremor, next line. History of peptic ulcer disease, next line is just spinal stenosis with the previous surgery. Plan of care, next line will continue all his current medication, get CBC, CNP, extensive rehab, follow up lab electrolyte, case plan discussed with the nursing staff. Code status discussed with the patient, he wants to be full code. all the questions patient was answered all the patient questions. Local skin care will be done for the left foot blister. And there's no sign of infection at present. Discuss the nurse at the bedside. Code status, CODE. Discuss the patient the full code. MOST, MOLST, MOST form signed by me today. Patient alert rent at M3. He wants to be full code. Transfer to the hospital for hospital level of care. Ventilator treatment if needed, yes. Blood transfusion if needed, yes. Medical workup, yes. Antibiotic, IV, RPO, yes. Artificial fluid and feeding tube, yes. Dialysis if needed, yes. New MOST form was signed by me and placed on the chart. Thank you.